broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
Just a couple of dudes on a couch at IKEA at Oak Creek. It's a great day to be alive on this Friday. Kyle Bruston-Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust, alongside, literally, knee to knee.
Knee to knee.
Leg to leg, foot to foot, little footsie on this couch with Kyle Wallace. What's going on, Kyle?
You know what, Ben? I was so excited to be with you here at IKEA because the last time we were at IKEA, you weren't here. And then the previous time before, you were dazed and confused, didn't know where you were because you had a concussion. And already 10 seconds into the show, I already don't want you here. too close. Already touching me, getting too close. I don't like it.
I love this.
Ben's that kind of guy that's trying to like.
I'm just trying to touch me.
He's comfortable making you uncomfortable. That's Ben's comfort level.
My comfort level is making other people uncomfortable. Yeah, yeah. Just pushing some limits. Yeah, of course. Seeing how close I can get.
That may end up happening today, but I am comfortable, though. I'm about to lean back like Fat
Joe. There's no blankets around for you to do that, Kyle.
Jeez, don't lean back, too.
Hey, what's up, Kyle?
I was going to say, like, we started the show. We're at the edge of our seats. We're leaning in. What do you think it's going to be like when the three-hour show is up? We're going to be leaning back, kicking the legs up. When you're 100% comfortable here at IKEA, what else is there to do?
Alex Strofe back at the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios running the show. UKBN Nation at 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. This is more. And always, you can check us out on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Strofe, you usually get jealous when we're out and about. What do you think of us, you know, just chilling as bros on the couch?
I think it looks cozy, comfy, and I love a good snuggle, so I'm jealous.
Oh, he loves a good snuggle. Are you guys snugglers?
Big time snuggler.
No, I mean, yes and then no.
I love me a little
I'm not a snuggler. Can't nobody stay snuggling all night. I got to roll over and move.
Oh, yes,
One of my former teammates.
The entire night?
Yes, Josh Gosser and his wife cuddle in the cuddle position while sleeping the entire night.
Like, see, that's not practical. Yeah. I mean, like, I love the Nortman, Brad, and Lexi snuggle regimen, but there's limits. Like, we cut it off at some point.
Yeah, yeah. Ain't no way I'm doing
still,
that. My back
you're still, I can't look at you in the eyes this close and, like, know that you legitimately have a cuddle regimen.
Oh, yes,
every
right.
night. Every night
regimen.
we get into the bed. And the thing is, we've got, like, see, our love knows no bounds. We've got two mattresses next to each other because they're on individual like moving things.
Right. Rich people,
like they can like go up, you can go feet up, but like you know maybe I'm sick and Lexi's not, so I would go up. So we decided we're gonna go on separate ones.
Seen it in commercials.
There's a little divot between the two mattresses, right? But you know what? I am more than willing to be laying down in the little divot as long as it means we complete and execute the Nortman
snuggle. What's going to happen when she hits second trimester, third trimester, and she gets that that pregnancy pillow?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we haven't got there yet, but I think it's on the way. I am still her pregnancy pillow. I am still human pillow. Until we decide we're good to go. Then we move over to Ron Big Spoon, Little Spoon. And we fall asleep every night like that.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
The music came on, Strofe, and then Brad started getting even more like. I'm like
blushing
in his ways of saying that Lexi and him snuggle at night after their 25 years of being together.
I already can't wait. To be home snuggling in bed.
I couldn't do it every night.
No, thank you.
Oh man, you start to rely on it. You start to need it for your.
Is she going to snuggle you when you don't get her anything for Mother's Day, like you told us?
Well, oh, wow. Whoa. Now that's an interesting question. Here's the dilemma, KBN Nation. So this is like a pretty big year for the Nortman household, right?
It is.
We've got our two little foster boys, which is wonderful, and Lexi's pregnant. So it's like the first big Mother's Day weekend at the Nortman estate. So I was thinking about, well, I mean, Lexi's like 23 weeks pregnant. Like, will she want to do anything? What will she want? You know, it's all the things, right? And two nights ago, she was like, Brad, I booked myself a massage for Friday morning. Ooh. That's my Mother's Day gift. Oh. So I said, okay, great.
Man, I love that.
And then she goes to her massage. It was lovely. I get a card, of course. But I'm thinking to myself,
gave her the card?
No, I have a card. Okay. I have a card. I thought to myself, well, wait a minute. Am I off the hook? It doesn't feel like it's over. I feel like I'm good. I said, yes, you plan the massage.
How many times are we going to have this conversation with each other? No, you're not off the hook.
Oh, but she got herself the gift.
Wait, you think he's off the hook?
Wait a minute. If we grown folks, if you say, hey, I got myself this gift. Here's the money for it. I got the car for you. That's it. Why are we playing games?
It's exactly what she wanted.
She's pregnant. Over-deliver, dude.
But what does that even mean? She got herself what she wanted. I mean,
what does that even
mean? What
did
Homer tell us yesterday? Homer told us yesterday, you can't tell me what I need. Or what I want. That's what she's saying. Lexi said.
Lexi and Homer are two different individuals.
No. Homer told me yesterday that you can't tell her people what you want. And you know what? Lexi, your wife, told you what she wanted, and you got it for her.
I believe I did check the box.
He paid for it. The act of you doing something is bigger than the money spent on a Friday for a massage.
But I feel like
you need to do something for her.
But the box is checked. I just feel
so
like
now you're checking boxes.
I feel
that's
like
really
it's a
good.
Trap.
Your relationship seems awesome.
I feel like it's a little bit of a trap, though. Like, is it fully checked? I don't know. I can't tell.
I mean, you're getting her a card too. I mean, what else does it?
And not only that, this is where I feel a little bit
flowers,
bad.
Breakfast in bed.
Oh, flowers die.
Flowers, I'll probably end up getting flowers, but I don't know if there's anything more than that. Here's the other thing I feel bad about. So again, I was like, well. You know, she's getting kind of tired being pregnant. And, you know, normally be like, hey, maybe we'll go to a concert. We'll go to dinner. But, like, dressing up when you're it's just a whole thing, right, when you're pregnant. So I was like, I don't know. Maybe we'll just want to hang out at home. Same day when she's like, I want the massage. She goes, have you started looking at any places for, like, a Mother's Day brunch? And I was like, no. And she's like, okay, that means I'm calling. So she called like three places.
Oh.
They're all sold out.
Yeah, of course, because you thought it was all done. You checked the box.
I do love Lexi. I love Lexi, but I don't know what now to do.
Bradley, we was talking about gifts with the massage. Now, you should have known weeks ago, weeks in advance, especially old Planning Brad who packs 9 months before a vacation.
Yeah, this is a
you should have known come Mother's Day. You got to plan 6 weeks before to get a reservation.
Well, so
you didn't get a reservation?
So the other person that's scheduling probably a Mother's Day thing is Mr. Ben Brust here. Or did you plan something?
Oh, really heady
by
you.
Do you have a gift?
I know he got a
before
gift.
Before we tie a bow on this, Adam chimes in on the Carbless Talk and text line. If you have to ask yourself if you're off the hook, you're not off the hook. Get her a mani-pedi spa day, Brad.
Oh, that's
the
good.
The pregnancy throughout is tough. Ooh. Enjoy that. From my experience, you should absolutely over-deliver.
Oh, that's a good point, Adam. That's a good point. I might do that.
Happy
so
wife, happy
I think
life.
I think I started on Monday this week. You guys asked me because I think it was her birthday a year ago that I forgot to give her a card.
Yeah, you're a card to get her a gift.
And you got her a massage the day
out. I think
out.
I said on
time-stamped.
These airwaves that I said it. I got it all taken care of.
On Monday, you said, I got it all taken care
she
of.
She called me on my BS.
I'm sure she did.
What good.
How did you try to clown your fiance?
Basically, what had happened was
you did nothing?
I thought I had it all planned out in my head, and I don't really have anything planned out at all.
Wait. Time out.
It's almost like somebody said that on Monday's show.
You did. Yeah,
who said that?
Stroke me.
Did say that.
You said, "Oh, I've got it all figured out."
I don't listen to you, though.
Yeah, you should.
So wait, you have nothing planned either, Ben?
Well, basically,
you're a vet at this. This is the second year that your fiance is now. You guys are celebrating Mother's Day. I'm a rookie.
What did he do last year? Nothing.
I don't remember.
Oh my god!
I don't remember. Okay, so slow down, everybody. Help me. Help me, Obi-Wan.
You 48 hours, buddy.
Hey,
ain't
it
no
always works out. Am I right, Brad? I always find a way to make
you
it work.
You have this
Ben.
Uncanny, sickening ability to just it all works out.
No, he makes people settle. No. Stop saying it all works out, because let's just flash back to her birthday this past July when it, in fact, did not all work out.
It did not.
Yeah, but it led to it all working out.
How did it lead to it all working out?
Because next time I just did even better, and
So push. She had to wait.
You know what? You give me a hard time about having Lexi brainwashed, which I think I do. Your fiance's brainwashed.
She sure is.
She is lovely. Yep. She's
Don't
wonderful.
You talk about my fiance and, like that.
What you get away with is flagrant.
She is in a trance. She has no idea. She needs to get out. Get out.
We're getting married in 4 months. Like, wait, are you telling her not to get married to me?
Your last chance. No. You have until the altar.
She can get out.
You have until the altar, Ben's fiance.
No, don't do my boy like that. Once we get to wedding day, you're trapped for life. You better think about this now.
Get out.
No, don't think about it. Just do it. Just stay trapped forever. That's
think about the children.
That's my whole plan. You're getting your putting my whole plan out
there. It's cheaper to keep them. How about that one?
Well, we all know Kyle is, of course, loves his mom and probably has his day all figured out, right?
Wait, yeah, I need help. Forget Kyle.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Forget
listen,
Kyle.
I ain't my responsibility. That's so my daddy's responsibility.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, live from IKEA at Oak Creek on a wonderful couch. You can see the beautiful setup on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Now, she said, so what's the plan? And I said, well, I got it all figured out. And she goes, well, what's the plan? And I said, well, I plan on making you breakfast on the Blackstone.
That's it?
And then she said, what else? And I was like, yeah. I was like, well, I got that all figured out.
Oh,
no. You're
and then she
over-promising
goes, so you don't have anything. And
with
I said,
no plan.
I wanted to see what you wanted for Mother's Day.
Oh, what do you mean? Why did you ask her?
Because I thought I had it all figured out.
Oh my gosh.
Goodness.
What goes
you're going to be the same thing as
so
me,
now,
Ben.
No, I got
everything's,
it. I got it.
No, you don't.
Well,
no,
that's
you don't.
That now I'm actually worried about that.
Yeah.
So, morning. She's good with that. Make me breakfast. You know, hey, we're going to hang out. We're going to go for a walk. The dogs, the
kid.
Oh,
my gosh. A walk is so amazing on Mother's Day. I couldn't do that any
so
other
unique.
Day.
No. But, like, an extended walk.
Oh, an extra half mile. Oh, my gosh. What a husband you're going to be.
Kyle,
gold star.
Stop it right now.
We're going on a walk a little bit further, though.
Yeah,
listen,
a little bit further.
Baby's got
make you work longer.
Baby's got nap time, noon to 2:30.
Okay.
Then we're going to go downtown, walk around some more.
Oh, my gosh.
She wants
She's
to
gonna
she,
say, where are we walking
wants,
to?
But that's the thing. She told me where she wants to go, and I was driving around today. I was like, I don't think I need to get a reservation.
It's a mistake.
But it's not a brunch. It's like a Sunday Mother's Day, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, like at a Mexican restaurant.
Can I ask you this? Are they promoting anything?
I don't know.
Because if there's any promotion at that establishment, good luck.
There's literally thousands of mothers, Ben, that we're all competing with for a spot for. It's like a game of musical chairs, and you and I are left without a seat.
Yeah.
And it's a problem.
No, it's not. Right now, it's me and somebody else are on the musical chair, and I'm going to do the thing where it looks like I'm losing this battle, but I'm going to win the war, and I'm going to pull the chair out, and I'm going to find a way to make Mother's Day work.
You've already lost the battle because she saw you put in a haphazard effort in for her Mother's Day. You already lost it. I'm telling you, that woman is she's brainwashed. Has to be. Ain't no way in the world she can sit up here and allow for you to over and over and over do all these silly, crazy things and just be like, oh, I love him.
Yelling, get out.
You yelled, get out, 4 months before we're getting married.
Y'all seen the Jordan Peele movie? That's hurt.
No,
oh, wow.
We don't know.
Oh, you never seen the movie?
Movie.
Get
That's
out.
A good movie.
He's scratching that. She's scratching the couch.
Yeah.
Don't scratch this beautiful couch at IKEA.
It's so sustainable.
It
nasty
you
long nails.
Oh
wow.
Now you lashing out because you plan to fail. Now you mad at me. Now you know how your fiance feel. Talking about you gonna cook her breakfast. She said, "Oh, wonderful." Then what? Go for a walk. Yeah. Oh
no,
okay.
She said she wants to go for a walk.
Oh my gosh. She's feeding you stuff.
Yeah, she's just trying to give you layups in hopes that you pull out something that was magnificent.
I'm nervous.
Well, you know,
I don't even have a card.
Oh my god.
Ben,
am I supposed to have a card already?
Wait.
Fathers out there or even sons, do you guys already have your cards?
Absolutely.
I don't know if I should take the three young 20-year-old
None
Gen
of them
Zers.
Are married. Yeah, they're all trying to still make it in their life. They're not established like you. You are an established man.
Yeah, don't ask
established KBN Nation, can you please tell me if you have already gotten your Mother's Day plans and gifts and cards already figured out?
Last minute? You know how I would feel if somebody did everything for me last minute? Not like a priority.
When you guys...
Why are you giving my fiance ammo right now?
But she's listening saying,
you know,
Kyle's right.
You know what? You know, because
maybe Kyle's on the
like
phone.
He needs a come to Jesus moment. You know what? Miss Ben's fiance, I'm on your side. We're going to whip him into shape because he only got a couple more months before he's officially yours, and we need to make sure he's right before then.
Yeah. then you're locked from the inside. So
yeah,
you better be careful.
I think I'm good at giving advice, not actually taking
advice. How are you like this?
Why are you the way you are?
He had a chance on Monday. Like, he had a great chance on Monday to plan.
Ben's been doing this radio thing for about 7 years. And I feel like there's like a slotted segment every year, the Friday before Mother's Day, the day of her birthday, and the Friday before Christmas break, that he's like, yep, don't know what I'm doing yet.
That is very true.
We've done this before.
You do like
it's
that.
It's a rush.
You do like the rush.
I'm going to make it all work or not. Either way, we're going to go for it.
You do realize, like, high blood pressure and stress, that kills people.
Wow.
Yeah, you should know with your fandom of your Wisconsin sports team.
I mean, that really.
I know. That's why I got to go.
Strofe should know he's got a pig heart.
Yeah, pig heart, boy.
Strofe, do you have your Mother's Day card already, Strofe?
I do.
For your mother who calls you Kitty Boo Boo?
Boo Boo Kitty, first off. And yes, I have my gift. I have my card. I will pick up some flowers on the way up to see her on Sunday.
You do gift card and flowers for your mom?
To make it worse.
That's correct.
Now I'm realizing that not only on her birthday did I forget to get her a card, it timestamped when I ordered her birthday gift with Brad Nortman on the golf course the same day at 3 o'clock for the Manny Petty.
I still envision Ben in the golf cart. We're on hole 11, and he has his head burrowed, his hand in his forehead. He's looking at his phone, and then he puts it down and says, job's done, got her the massage. And it's like 1 o'clock on her birthday. And it timestamped it, so we got caught.
Wait a minute, massage?
It was a massage, yes.
Is this all you get, massages?
No, Lexi got
the
massage.
No. What'd you get her for Christmas?
Well, that was a spa day.
Ben's got the massage on speed dial. I need you again, man. I'm in a jam.
Walks in massages. This guy's a genius.
Ben, just
what a creative.
What did they do at the spa again?
We both got massages and pedicures.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
And I think I got a better pedicure than she did.
Tomorrow. Ben's going to be panicking. Ah, got it. Massage.
She'll never see it coming.
You'll need one after the wedding or before the wedding, honey. It's perfect. Another massage. Oh.
And it's a couple's one, too. Yeah. So I can come with you. Isn't that what you want for Mother's Day?
I get
quality time.
Out of this
that's
too.
Your love language.
Gosh.
I think I might have just drew on you. My bad, Kyle. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, hang out on a couch. That sounds a little weird, but we're at IKEA Oak Creek, which isn't weird. Check it out. They have so many things for you to do. First and foremost, I joined the IKEA family program. It's free to join. Early access to special sales and savings. 90-day price protections. New signups get $20 off your next in-store purchase of $150 or more. If you choose to receive those promotional emails, a QR code is sent to you within 48 hours of sign-up. Also, I got to do some shopping around here for the back patio. Need an umbrella that fits underneath the table that we have.
Oh, yeah.
Just got to keep adding pieces, and IKEA is the perfect place to do that. It's Kyle Bruss-Nortman with you until 5 o'clock, 800-990-3776. It is Kyle Bruss-Nortman.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
We were going to extend more invites, but I just jumped the gun for some reason at the meeting because I thought I was being like funny and personable, and I just don't know how to read the room. I was like, oh, this guy who doesn't know me is going to think it's hilarious that I'm with Josh and I'm saying, hey, Josh, you didn't get the first round invite. Suck it.
How in what world would that person find that funny, though?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I need someone to pull a Tyler and Eagle for Ben Bruss because it sounds like Brad Nortman's taken care of now. On the Carbless talking text line 800-990-3776. Tyler from Eagle says he is someone who could help you at Mitchell's Fish Market in Brookfield. He'd be happy to fit Brad and his wife in for lunch on Mother's Day. We don't serve a traditional brunch, but we are serving a three-course all-in meal with tons of great seafood options if you're looking for somewhere to take your wife.
Oh,
please let me know.
My, Tyler from Eagle. I might take you up on that. Thank you for the hospitality.
What do you mean, might? This is what he said. You have to let me know in the next 30 minutes. Otherwise,
next 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
you know, we got to talk to Lexi. She's the queen of the house.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
No,
how that
this is this should be a good surprise.
Oh,
Lexi, turn off the radio if you're listening. I'm going to surprise you.
Nah,
thanks, KBN
I'm sure
Nation.
I made up the 30 minute.
Oh, okay. Let's say,
of course,
just hold the table for me for 30 minutes.
Just wanted you to panic.
You make up a lot of stuff, like making up that you have everything planned for Mother's Day. If anything, you should be trying to steal that from him, and you go to Brookfield.
She said she wanted to take a walk downtown, so I got to figure out something.
Yeah,
downtown.
Because she has to give the lowest denominator, easiest thing for her fiance.
Hey, Ben, okay, you want to come over for Mother's Day?
No. But
I'm just taking you up because I'm disappointed
over to
in you.
I'll pay you, Strofe, to be our butler for the day.
How about you pay me? I'll cook for you downtown.
No, absolutely not. I've seen the dishes he made, and ain't no way that's going in my family's body.
Sitting there and poison his fiance.
Yeah, on Mother's Day.
Oh, I made some couscous.
The worst thing I could possibly do to her.
I made some couscous last night. It was delicious.
I'm sure
it was. Everything's five star at the Strofe apartment.
Yeah,
Strofe apartment.
You guys doubt me? I don't think
yes, we do. Yes.
I'm sure you did. If it was.
Strofe, what do you want to make us that we could judge your culinary abilities?
Yes.
We should be a Strofe cook-off to win over the minds and hearts of KBN.
No, so I don't need to win you over. I'm not gonna. Yeah,
he knows he can't cook anything that we.
If you guys want to come over and hang out, I'll happily cook for you. But I'm not going out of my way to prove my culinary
looks
expertise.
Like I'm never eating his food. Yeah. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, hanging out at IKEA Oak Creek. And when I say hanging out, we're literally hanging out on the Stockholm 2025 couch. And I'm not gonna lie, this is a cool, classic, modern look we got going here. And obviously Stockholm. You know where that is, right, guys?
Sweden.
And it is a new way for you to have a really, really high-quality couch and stuff for your home, but at those low prices that IKEA can help make it affordable and achievable for you. Join the IKEA Family Rewards Program. It is an unbelievable thing. You barely have to do anything but sign up for free, and next thing you know, you're getting promotional items sent to you. Look ahead on sales and well, yes, Kyle.
I'm looking around because we have this beautiful setup here. Oh my gosh, this art and the prices are fantastic.
I was gonna say, I'm not a huge art guy, but I was shocked by how beautiful the pictures are and the prices for the art.
Yeah,
I don't know art.
But this is good art here. This is from phenomenal prices.
Now, I don't know anything about art, so that's an important disclaimer. But these are the kind of pieces where, like, if you told me it was $500, I would say if it was $1,000, I'd say, oh, yeah, like, I get it. Like, it's tasteful. It's artistic. It's beautiful. But for the prices they're going here, it's unbelievable of a deal. You could put that up in your
Someone
home.
Might think it's $2,000.
I would think that.
It's bougie. My basement I still need to do. So, actually, me and baby girl.
I like that house in the hills. Anyways, yeah. Brad Nortman woke up today, and we had done a segment. I don't know if it was this week, last week, but it's starting to happen a lot where I'm starting to question what Brad is doing at home.
Flip-flop.
Oh, wow.
Nah, not flip-flopping. He just is, he's getting these ideas that I think late at night I don't know what he's doing.
I'm in the Brad lab. Where do you think your Brad outs come from? Yeah, brilliance of the Brad lab.
Well, what did you wake up today and have an epiphany of?
I don't know if I woke up and the sun is shining and it's a 70 degree day and I just chose to be at peace with the world today, or I just see something a little bit different. Guys, I'm willing to give the Green Bay Packer D-line one more year. I'm willing to give them one more year. I know they struggled pretty significantly last year, but something about, I don't know, it's there. I feel like I'm a little bit, I've been convinced by Goody.
You just read an article on ESPN.com to us.
But hold on.
Let me finish.
I'm interested
from here until, I'm going to make a declaration. From here until 6 weeks into the season, I'm going to be advocating and believing in the defensive line for the Green Bay Packers. Here's why. Oh. Guys, I'm telling you. They've got.
He's smiling.
No,
you know
I'm telling you.
He's got to hear Brad out loud.
There's four. I believe there's four, right? Gary, Clark, Van Ness. And why? There's four first-round draft picks on this team. Uh-huh. Two of them are in our second – well, one of them is in second contract. Another is in a third contract. Kenny Clark has played at Pro Bowl level before. We've seen flashes of being elite from Rashawn Gary, and there's enough for where the guys can fill in with depth with some of the draft picks we had. And I – This is right. It might be too far.
Yep, but, here it is.
You're struggling. But Lucas Van Ness,
he has struggled.
He has struggled. But maybe, just maybe, with that raw strength and better schemed coaching, I can put him in the right position, maybe they can unlock him. I'm not saying he's going to be great, but maybe he'll be good. That's all we need him to do is just be good. Everyone, take the next step. But I do think that this team, they're not without raw talent. They're just not. Gary has raw talent.
Why are you doing this to yourself?
I'm telling you guys, there is some
you
level
just said
of potential.
Of
there is potential there
that would make me feel like I should have confidence. When you have to put a disclaimer, I'm willing to give them 6 weeks.
Yeah, but I mean, because they're at some point, I gotta like evaluate them. But I'm gonna choose to believe in them because they have such raw potential.
You just read us an article less than like 24 hours ago.
That was the hole. Yeah.
The biggest hole the Packers have is not what the other NFC contenders do. They have issues of depth at defensive line,
remarkable.
or wide receiver three, and the Packers need to solidify getting home with four and not doing different types of pressures with their new defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley just to get to the quarterback. But today of all days, you woke up and think, just because you woke up seeing the sun shining on your face, that Lucas Van Ness is going to turn into a real football player?
I'm optimistic. New coaching. There's four first-round draft picks. Not just everybody
but
gets picked in
the first
round.
But there was four first-round draft picks already. It's not like that's a new thing.
But I'm just
saying, you're selling me an old thing, and you're acting like it's gone up in value, yeah, but when it's dropped in
it's
value,
like,
and you're trying to sell me it at overpriced.
It's not like they're full of a bunch of undrafted free agents where at some point they were evaluated and they were said, wow, this guy is worthy of a first-round draft pick. That tells me potential is there and it just needs to be applied a little bit further. And some of the guys, like Gary and Clark, have shown historically the ability to actually produce inconsistently. But I think I'm going to be optimistic with the new coaching staff, and I'm going to be Team Goody on this
coach.
One. Goody said, Goody likes
we've
what he
done this before. 3-4 to 4-3. Now there's a new defensive line coach. That's going to change things. You yourself, your own words say, at some point when I heard Brian Bulaga say they're just not winning their one-on-one battles, no new coach is going to come in and go, oh, here's a new trick you've never heard of to win your one-on-one battles. Rashawn Gary, as you mentioned, is on a second contract. Kenny Clark is on his third contract. You yourself have mentioned that both of those guys may have outs to not be here next year, which means you're thinking
so
that
they're
likely not going to be here.
So they're going to be motivated to get it done. They all hear the talk, boys. They all see the articles. And they're going
to
be motivated to prove everybody wrong.
Brad, the reason why this was so much trash is because you didn't give any type of factual, you know, reasoning behind, like, listen.
You sound like Kyle Wallace the majority of the time.
Even Kyle Wallace gives you some numbers and some stats. You're the numbers guy. You could
say. I said
say,
some numbers. First-round pick.
Oh, first-round
pick.
That's
a number in that
like
sentence.
First-round bust. You didn't say, hey, I know Lucas Van Ness didn't get home to the quarter. He didn't get a lot of sacks, but he was getting a lot of pressures. So you couldn't find that number. Or, hey, I know Kenny Clark was down this year, but you know what? They were double-teaming him. Or this. You gave no reasons or rationale why these guys will be better. You just said I'm optimistic.
I want you to take that own advice now.
I always have a reason why. I can create a reason. I'll show you some numbers.
But what about those games when they played Seattle and the Titans?
Right? What I mean, about those games,
they,
Brad?
They got home 7 and 8 sacks,
yeah,
so you know it's possible.
All right.
You know it's not. You know it's possible. It's incredibly inconsistent, but you know it's somewhere in there.
So why could they only do it in 14 of the 17 games?
You mean 3 of the 17?
Oh, I'm sorry. They couldn't do it 14 of the 17.
I don't have a good answer. Get some numbers and figure it out over there.
But maybe, just maybe.
Maybe what?
Is KBN Nation on my side?
No way.
KBN
Nation.
Oh, my.
Come on.
God.
Ben
see
and Kyle's negativity into a beautiful weekend makes me sad.
No.
I'm with Brad, ripping Rona. I saw Preach Brad on the YouTube channel at ESPN Milwaukee, at ESPN Madison. I don't know.
Maybe you're
drinking.
You're optimistic because you want to be.
I don't know if
you saw anything.
Correct. I don't know if it's the birds in the sky, the sun shining.
Birds can't make people better, Bradley. They can't.
But they are going to be motivated to be their best because they all know they're on notice, right? Lucas Van Ness entering the back half of his rookie contract.
Which could be one of two things.
What are you going to do, try harder?
Yeah.
Alex Strove over at the KBN Sports Desk.
Birds, by definition, can technically make people better, Kyle. Chicken.
Oh.
Chicken is a bird. Chicken. High in protein. Protein equals strength.
I was hoping for more than just a chicken.
Turkey.
Yeah.
Some of y'all like to eat duck.
If this is a preview becoming
duck
relevant coming up, I don't know if we should do it. But Brad should tell us how he's coming up with these wacky ideas at night.
Oh, I'll tell you what. It might be a night like tonight where I go to the Nortman Estate and I crack open an ice-cold Carb Bliss. And I'm probably going to go and get the array of the Tropical Bliss variety pack. That plus the mango vodka cocktail. I see them at the end of my grocer's aisle. And you know that I'm taking one hand, I'm taking two hands, I'm putting them both in the cart. And I am going to enjoy them tonight. That's because you know the flavor by now is just out of control. Unbelievably good. It's satisfying. There's a range of it. There's fruit cocktails. There's classic cocktails. There's margarita options. Carb Bliss has a flavor for everybody. Not just that. Yeah, I try to live my life on more of the healthy side and try to have a guilt-free experience with ready-to-drink cocktails, and that's what Carb Bliss delivers. It is 100 calories per can, gluten-free, sugar-free, and carb-free, so it's checking all the boxes for me. Low carbonation, the perfect amount for refreshment, but not so much to make me bloated. Man, Carb Bliss just knocks it out of the park everywhere. So if you haven't discovered why Bliss is more, or if you already know why Bliss is more, then join me with a Carb Bliss tonight.
On the Carb Bliss talk and text line, 800-990-ESPN, Ron and the Key Chimes. And the last time you guys only wanted to hear positivity on a Friday heading into the weekend was when you didn't want to accept the Bucks were going to get crushed by the Pacers. The D-line is cooked.
Come on. That's just too – that's too –
I'm sick of the negativity. Today's a happy day.
Strofer, you on my side? You got a little bit of optimism?
I don't care if he is or isn't. We're going to give him a chance to be positive and becoming relevant next on Kyle Brustin Ortman, where we are live sitting on the Stockholm 2025 couch at IKEA Oak Creek.
This is Kyle Brustin Ortman, KBN.
What are you going to do with the video?
It was going to be on Snapchat if I got the pick right.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Live from IKEA in Oak Creek. I rolled on up and I saw the sidewalk sale is up and at 'em. Starting today through the 26th, people are going all the way up to the sidewalk right when you park the car and saying, ooh, look at what they have to offer. New products offering savvy shoppers the opportunity to stop by the sale and find different things for their home, furniture, whatever it may be. A mystery gift card giveaway happening tomorrow. The first 200 IKEA family members to visit IKEA Oak Creek we'll have the opportunity to select a mystery gift card worth anywhere from $5 to $500. Friday mystery deals during the sidewalk sale. You can also shop the variety at the other stores in Milwaukee and the Chicago area, Schaumburg, Bolingbrook, but right here at IKEA Oak Creek. Make sure you check out the sidewalk sale through the 26th. We are Kyle Brustin Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Live from IKEA Oak Creek, Alex Strofe is running the show. You can be listening to us on the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app. Make sure you download it. Or give us a call. Text us at 800-990-3776. That is the Carb Bliss Talk and Text Line. And our beautiful location of sitting on this couch is seen on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison.
I am so at peace right now.
Back at the Gruber Lofts is One Call That's All Studios is Alex Strofe, and we'll see if he's got anything whipped up for us in becoming relevant.
Hey, Mr. Irrelevant, it's time to become relevant. Strofe's time to shine on KBN starts now.
Well, some big news yesterday, fellas.
DePope was a White Sox fan.
Wait, who is a White Sox fan?
What?
Ben?
DePope.
Oh, DePope is a White Sox fan because he's from Illinois.
DePope.
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 Da Bears.
DePope from Chicago, Illinois. The Cubs tried to claim him, but the truth is, Kyle.
DePope was a White Sox fan.
Yes, he is, Kyle. Well said.
Do you even need us for the segment, or you can use our voices?
AI, all of our responses.
Sounds like I could take a nap, fellas.
DePope is a White Sox fan. DePope is a White Sox fan.
Brad, you sound special.
Yeah,
you
DePope was a White Sox fan.
Yeah.
DePope was a White Sox fan. Why does my AI sound special?
DePope was a White Sox fan.
My AI guy doesn't know how to use voice inflection. He's all over the place.
Or he had your regular voice, and then you lost your voice, and you don't know what your voice actually sounds like anymore.
Oh, powerful.
Dang.
It's a mystery out there in the ether. Who knows?
DePope.
Is there a question about DePope?
No, I just wanted to point out that he's a White Sox fan and not a Cubs fan. Ha ha! God's not on your side, yeah. Cubs fans.
Like some Cubs fans tried to claim, I'm glad his family came out with that he was a Southside.
You know what's
classic
wild? So
Cubs,
I found out he was a Villanova alum. This is Pope Leo XIV,
yes,
who was, you don't say nominated, right? What do they say?
Elected, maybe?
Elected. He's a Villanova grad. So, Benny, does that mean Pope Leo knows who Bronson Koenig is?
Yes.
Nah, it sounds like he wasn't a huge sports fan. No,
he literally was at the White Sox game. Where
2005
like
World Series.
Won the World Series. Yeah, he's a sports guy.
That was 20 years ago.
And you think he's still like
that's
following?
Crazy.
When you become the Pope, I feel like you forget about watching sports.
Well, he just became the Pope yesterday.
Hang on, I have a question. I don't know anything about the Pope.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Okay, good.
Okay, you guys ready for this?
Yeah. Oh,
scratch becoming relevant.
All right, here we go.
Pope education with Ben Brust.
All right.
So, did this guy, he's from Chicago.
Yes.
Did he get elected, and did he have to fly from Chicago to go become the Pope?
No.
Or was he already in Italy?
He was
underneath the Pope?
They basically,
are they cardinals?
Yeah. People get raised up for different levels.
He was a cardinal.
And you kind of just work your way up. And he was a cardinal. He was down in Peru. He became a cardinal, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, something
three
like
years
that?
3 years ago, yes.
What a fascinating system.
It is very fascinating.
And
very
so
fascinating.
What is the Pope?
The leader of the Catholic Church.
Why?
Because I guess that's the way they do it. I don't know. I'm not Catholic.
I don't get it.
Yeah, he's the president of the Catholic Church.
I'm not Catholic either. I'm more non-denominational Christian.
But my question would be, I don't quite understand it. Why do they need him if they believe in God?
Because they have the Bible.
That's plenty for me.
He's the leader of the church. They have
what if some Catholic people don't like him?
Then they should have. They have no say. The conclave.
I don't think you make it as far as Pope Leo XIV has if you're mixed up in controversy. So I don't think he has any enemies, Ben.
I will say the process of putting out black smoke when there hasn't been a decision made and then white smoke,
kind of awesome.
That's pretty wild.
And the fact they've been doing it for how many years?
This is
like the 267th
Pope.
I mean, I've been doing it for, I was doing my research yesterday.
Thousands of years.
Oh, my gosh. The first Pope
so
ever recorded.
So he's Pope Leo the 14th? So there's been 13 other Pope Leos before him?
When was the first Pope? Catholic Church?
Why does he have to be Leo? It's not even his name.
No, he's still he selects the first name of who you think that you're going to find. Okay.
The first Pope Leo was the Pope from September of 440 until his death in 461.
And they track all this.
He died on November 10th of 461.
400.
That just sounds
so
weird.
So crazy.
I will
That's
say
1600
this. The
years
Catholic
ago.
Church. I went to the Duomo, I don't know if I'm saying it right, in Milan. And I'm walking around touring.
That's a beautiful church.
I go downstairs, and all of a sudden they got like a casket of a past priest.
Right there?
Right there. I'm like, what? I said, what?
Open it up. What's inside?
No, it's glass. You can see. It's
what?
No, no, no. You can't.
Nah, did you not? Did you go?
Lexi was in Milan. I wasn't. I saw pictures.
You go down. Google it. Look it up.
Bones?
I think.
Is he mummified?
I think I got him. I know for sure. I saw someone with a dead body.
You're making this up.
I'm telling you.
There's no way this is a glass coffin.
Google it, KBN Nation. I'm telling you, I was in Milan.
What?
I said,
you weren't at that church. You
was
were
at
some
church,
sketchy.
And I said, you go downstairs to some darker areas, like it's not a basement, but it's a lower area. You're like, wait a minute, now what? Oh my gosh. I said, is that a dead body? They preserved it. It was incredible. Instead of the Catholic Church.
And that's Pope talk on Kyle Brust and Nortman.
They get their name from how they want to
foresee what they're going to do from what the past Leo did. He wants to mimic that. It's supposed to be a peek into exactly how they're going to lead the Catholic Church.
I hope people like Pope Leo the 13th. Yeah. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Ben Brust, I said my name already, Alex Strofe is running the show. What did you think of Becoming Relevant, Strofe?
That was Pope talk, not Becoming Relevant. We'll revisit later.
Pope talk. You have another Becoming Relevant?
I do want another one, yes, because I have several other things I'd like to cover.
Wow.
Should we just hit it again?
Nah, I don't think so.
Make him wait for
we'll
it.
We'll see if we get to it. I don't know.
Come ben on, Brust, we got to talk about Belichick.
Okay.
Oh, that is juicy.
Yeah.
What happened with Belichick now?
Coming up next.
Oh my God.
This is Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
Brad.
Kyle.
I know.
Kyle.
Listen,
Kyle.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
According to Ron and the Key, Pope talk is greater than Here, Brad Out, and Brewer's Math.
Wow. Now that's saying something.
Not a high bar.
Excellent segments.
Unbelievable segments.
Those are excellent, excellent segments.
Live from IKEA in Oak Creek, it is Kyle Brust and Ortman, and you have so many different options when you do purchase something from IKEA. They have delivery to buy you time and energy to do what you want. They can help you with kitchen and design planning. They have closet planning, and most importantly, if you don't want to assemble, they can help with assembly. They have partnered with TaskRabbit to make your everyday life at home easier by connecting you with flexible and affordable ways to get your to-dos done, including that furniture assembly and mounting. Kyle Brust and Norton with you till 5 o'clock. Alex Strofe is running the show. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talking text line. And you can see us on YouTube with a beautiful setup at IKEA in Oak Creek on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. But we got to get back to Alex Strofe in a real Becoming Relevant, not Pope Talk.
Hey, Mr. Irrelevant, it's time to become relevant. Strofe's time to shine on KBN starts.
You gotta be kidding.
Now.
my microphone just broke as I was moving.
Oh, you broke it again. You're grabbing it too hard.
I didn't even touch it. I hit it with my shoulder and it fell off. So I'm going to be holding a microphone for this segment, I guess.
Pretty weak mic with those baby shoulders.
That seemed unnecessary.
I agree.
Thanks, Ben. Not often you're on my side. Wait, do you agree with Kyle or me?
Ooh, that is a tough one.
I did agree with you, but now I want to agree with Kyle.
Because he didn't.
I wasn't certain you were agreeing with me after further review. So another,
I should have just said Kyle right away.
Another chapter in the Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson, his 24-year-old girlfriend, saga.
Jordan.
Last week we discussed their awkward interaction with CBS after Jordan continued to interrupt his interview with CBS this morning, interjecting, saying, "We're not talking about that," when asked about the start of their relationship. Today, a rumor floating around the internet claiming that Jordan had been banned from the University of North Carolina football facilities, only for the university to release a statement saying that is not true and she is welcomed as a guest anytime. Bill Belichick used to be the most revered, feared coach in not only football, but North American athletics. He often communicated to his players, do not be a distraction. Do not create distractions. And since he's accepted the job at North Carolina, that's all he's been is a distraction. And I understand winning cures everything, right? If they start the season 5-0, this will go away. The issue is it's North Carolina football. They're not going to start 5-0, and this isn't going to go away. Has the Bill Belichick North Carolina era already been a failure? Because this is ridiculous.
I think we're too quick to judge in this society. I think we don't know the true side of Bill Belichick because he's never really given his true side, whether he has been told to not give his true side or not. I am a UNC football stan. I'm a Bill Belichick guy through and through. If this is how he wants to live his life as a Hall of Fame head coach with who he's dating and how he's going about his business, I'm going to trust the Hall of Fame head coach to turn a football program in UNC into a powerhouse.
Yeah, I mean, if he's okay with gold diggers, that's his prerogative.
Well, how do you know that, Kyle? That's a big accusation.
She dated a man who was like 35 years old. She don't like nothing young. She like everything that got money. I ain't mad at her.
You're 35 and you don't got money.
No, I'm too young for her. Too young and too broke. Too young and too broke for her. I don't want her. She has way too much control. But, hey, if Bill Belichick wants it, he can have it, I guess.
So, Stroth, you kept on saying Jordan. Is that her name? Is not Jordan?
It's spelled funny. That's how you know she's crazy.
You can tell somebody's crazy based on the way their name is spelled.
J-O-U-R-D-O-N.
It's Jordan, but
it's Jordan. I thought D.
It is spelled Jordan.
So because she's crazy, Kyle's.
Yes. See.
It's spelled Jordan, but it's pronounced Jordan.
It's spelled crazy.
Weird.
Weird for weirdo. I'm telling y'all.
This is just another chapter in a long, long history of just women that can influence a man in crazy ways.
What are you trying to get at, Brad?
I'm just saying he was one dude before her and a different dude after.
You ever see your friends
that
before in life?
Yes, which is why this is all crazy. Yeah. It's a tale as old as time.
You know, I can't talk too bad because, to be honest, I plan on being a baby girl the rest of my life. But if I'm not and I'm in my 70s, y'all be talking about me the same way.
You date Jordan.
Kyle being manipulated by that 25-year-old. Sure is. She's taking all your money.
You know what?
I know it.
I can't take it to the grave.
I just think we're all jealous, fellas. We're all jealous of true love like Bill Belichick and Jordan are in. We're all jealous.
No. We're not claiming for this to be true love. Yeah, we're claiming it to be what it is, what we think it is.
It's manipulation.
No. You do realize as a 24-year-old dating a 73, 74-year-old, you know how messed up you have to be in your head to be able to do something like that?
What
do you mean?
More so her than him.
She wants
him,
a mature man.
Like, hell, I mean.
How mature were you at 24?
Very mature. Very, very mature.
I mean, she went to the extreme level. He's almost independent.
gosh.
He can't control some of his bowel movement.
He's like Homer.
Homer falling asleep sometimes, just randomly.
Wait, how old is Bill Belichick? 74?
So this
was not that much unlike Homer dating a 24-year-old.
Could you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine if Homer, everyday Homer, did the show? And he's happily married with Nancy. We love Nancy.
Yes, we love Nancy.
But in this hypothetical world.
Yeah, in this crazy, bizarre world.
That Homer's coming to do the Homer Hour, and he's got a 25-year-old girl coming, and she's younger than us, and she sits in the studio.
Oh, baby.
Hey, don't you say anything. She would have heard you say
if she would have heard Stroph say, watch your mouth, old man.
Oh, baby, Aaron, all of a sudden takes a different context.
Oh, wow.
Oh, baby. Oh, wow. Homer might be offended by that one. Yeah, that's crazy.
Kyle, you should probably stop telling Homer how to feel.
That was crazy. I've never seen Homer so passionate. And he's a passionate man.
About everything.
And me trying to defend him. That's crazy. I tell you, Odin C now.
I don't know why you're doubling down, because he actually thinks you shouldn't be telling him how to feel, and now you're telling him how to call him Odin C now.
Well, he said, I can't tell him how to feel, but he did not say anything about me judging him.
That is true. Judge them all you want. Mm. That is becoming relevant, Alex Stroph.
I mean, I have more if you want to do it a third time.
No, that's it. I've had enough.
These topics, the Pope and a man being manipulated
by a woman.
Or you know, a man appreciating his young woman, young thing. PYT.
74-year-old to 25-year-old age gap. Mm-hmm. That's big.
That's big.
It's massive.
He was 50 when she was born.
Lifetimes of her.
Yeah.
I've only been alive for 35 years. That's another 15 years, and that's their age gap.
It's crazy. Your girlfriend in 40 years is 15 years unborn.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Kyle's like, hey.
That would be the math.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna tell you this right now. I'm too old to be hanging around these young folks. Too much energy. I don't know how he keep up. That's why he out there
eating.
That's
a great question.
That's why he looking stupid eating lobster with fruit. When I say
yeah,
lobster,
banana.
With fruit,
yeah.
She took
banana
the fruit,
and strawberries.
She took the shaped. Fruit and made it shaped like a lobster. He's sitting there eating and smiling. He know he ain't.
Meanwhile, happy. He knows that he's got plenty
smiling.
Of money to get lots of lobster. He could have lobster from any place in the world, but he's eating bananas
yeah.
and strawberries.
Strawberries. He a fool.
We need to do a Romeo Dobbs wellness check on Bill Belichick.
Yeah, I think we do.
I don't know who's going to do it, though.
Can you imagine what all of his former players were thinking? Crazy.
You tell us. You probably know some.
Yes. They said, like, dude is just built different. He's intimidating. They must be like, what is this man doing?
Live from IKEA in Oak Creek, it is Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. We are back in 2 short minutes. I got a question based off us sitting on this couch coming up next.